Good afternoon, everyone, and happy Halloween, first of all. Thank you for the very kind introduction. I am Emily Sanchez, and I first want to say thank you also for making my first APHA meeting a great experience, and to my mentor, Anne Mearwood, for inviting me here to present our research on the association between breastfeeding and consumption of fruits and vegetables in two-year-olds. I have no financial relationships to disclose. And I'll begin today giving you a brief background on this pilot study and working through our study design and concluding with future areas on this topic to research. We began this study knowing there was an association between breastfeeding and reduced population risk of obesity. However, we weren't sure if it was due to a component in breast milk, such as leptin or ghrelin, that may aid in appetite control, or if it was that mothers who were breastfeeding themselves were more health conscious and would provide healthier diets to their children. One hypothesis does suggest that breastfed infants may have healthier diets as children, but what is a healthy diet? The USDA recommends for children ages one through three to consume 3 ounces of grains, 2 servings of fruit, 2 servings of vegetables, 2 cups of either milk or dairy, and 2 ounces of meat and beans. But for the purposes of our study, we wanted to simplify that definition and look at a healthy diet as the closeness to meeting the 2 servings of fruit and 2 servings of vegetable recommendation. The goal of our study was to determine whether breastfed infants in an urban U.S. population were more likely to meet fruit and vegetable intake guidelines than non-breastfed infants at age 2. Just to go over how we classified our infants, breastfeeders were infants who breastfed exclusively or partly for greater than 6 months of life, while non-breastfeeders were infants who never breastfed, or if they did breastfeed, it was for less than 6 months. And we used 6 months as a cutoff following the AAP recommendation that infants should be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. So we wanted just to take that into account and see if we could find anything there. And we collected the data to classify them at 2 years when we conducted house visits, which I'll go into more detail later. But depending on response to specific questions, did you ever breastfeed this child? And if so, how long at 2 years, that was how we classified them. We are using the USDA recommendations for children 1 through 3 years old in that they should consume 2 servings of fruit and 2 servings of vegetable a day. When we look at fruit intake, we do take into account fruit juice consumption. We're following AAP recommendations that 4 to 6 ounces of 100% fruit juice comprise 1 serving of fruit. If the child consumed more than 4 to 6 ounces, we didn't take that into account when considering their total fruit consumption. Moving on to our methods, we began enrolling infants in May 2008 and concluded in November 2010, and we enrolled 450 healthy newborns at Boston Medical Center. After enrollment, we followed the participants over 2 years, conducting brief phone interviews or visiting the home at year 1 and at year 2. From there, we conducted a nested cohort study on infants with completed 2-year study data. So the ones we didn't lose to follow-up, which brought our sample size down to 144. And at 2 years, when we interviewed these mothers, we collected a 24-hour recall, and it's from here that we'll examine their fruit and vegetable intake. We analyzed the 24-hour recalls using the Nutrition Data for System for Research software, the 2010 edition, and similar to the USDA recommendations and guidelines, NDSR also has a 1 to 3-year-old age category that we used. And NDSR measures a fruit intake or fruit serving as either a 1/2 cup of whole fruit or 4 ounces of fruit juice, and 1 serving of vegetables, 1 cup of leafy vegetables, or a 1/2 cup of raw vegetables. After we analyzed them, we were able to generate reports specifically looking at total food group intake. And I prepared the data for a statistician, specifically looking at fruit juice and vegetable total group intake. And we performed an ANOVA, a simple linear regression modeling, and backward stepwise regression test. From our sample of 144 two-year-olds, we found that over half of them were breastfeeders, or breastfed for greater than or equal to 6 months. The mean fruit intake for our sample was 1.3 servings per fruit, and the mean vegetable intake was one serving. But who exactly met the dietary guidelines for fruit and vegetable consumption? The y-axis here you see percent compliance, and I don't know if for those in the back, the x-axis on your left is the fruit category, and on your right, vegetable consumption. The overall sample is seen in blue, breastfeeders in red, and non-breastfeeders in yellow. So first looking at fruit, we had an overall compliance of 23% from our total sample. But then when we looked at feeding status, breastfeeders had 22% compliance with the recommendation, while non-breastfeeders had 24% compliance. So little variability between the two feeding categories. However, when we looked at vegetable consumption, we saw an overall compliance of 9%, and breastfeeders a compliance rate of 14%, while non-breastfeeders only 3% were able to meet the two-serving recommendation by the USDA. So a greater difference seen here. And we see similar results when we look at daily servings by feeding status. Fruit servings for both breastfeeders and non-breastfeeders, the mean intake was 1.3 servings, while vegetable intake was greater at 1.2 servings than non-breastfeeders, who consumed on average 0.8 servings. And I'd like to point out at this time as well that on average, none of our infants were meeting the USDA recommendation for either food group, the two servings of fruit and the two servings of vegetables. So there was no statistically significant difference between breastfeeders and non-breastfeeders for meeting fruit intake guidelines. But we did see that breastfeeders were significantly more likely to meet vegetable guidelines at 2 when compared to non-breastfeeders. And when we controlled for confounding factors such as race and ethnicity, mother's place of birth, WIC status, mother's return to work, and mother's age, breastfeeders were still significantly more likely than non-breastfeeders to meet the guidelines at 2 years. The most significant finding of our study was the positive relationship between breastfeeding duration of at least 6 months and vegetable intake. Though none of the infants we examined were able to meet the USDA recommendations of two servings of fruit and two servings of vegetable a day, this relationship is still extremely relevant considering the current state of childhood obesity in the United States. More research is necessary, however, in order to establish a more explicit relationship between breastfeeding duration and vegetable consumption. And as part of the Breastfeeding Center, we are finishing analyzing 24-hour recalls and hope to have a sample of about 250 infants to do a follow-up study to this and have more specific breastfeeding parameters as well. But for today, I hope that this provided a greater insight into infant feeding and infant feeding patterns on childhood dietary trends and the later risk of obesity in the population. I will now take any questions. Mm-hmm. We did collect anthropometrics at 1 week, and then also at year one and at year two. But we didn't focus on looking at that and their consumption of fruit and vegetable. But we did collect it for other parameters of our study.
This is a fairly small sample. Now we have, we have a reasonable decision there, but we're going to look at it all in the context of breastfeeding.
Thank you, Anne. We did look at WIC status, but not in relation to how long they were breastfeeding, or I don't know how to. Yes, we took all of them.
Yeah.
Or not.
Great presentation. You know, the thing that obviously comes up for me this is, chicken egg cause effect. Do you have any thoughts about whether what was the cause of the association between the breastfeeding and the vegetable intake?
I don't think we can right now draw any conclusions from that because our sample size was so small, and that we're going to conduct the follow-up studies to have a greater and a more confident answer to that, but. I don't know. Yeah, it was.
There are some interesting sort of newer research methods in like econometrics that can look at some of those endogeneity factors and try to tease out causality that you really can't. But that would be one suggestion. The other question I had is in the future you plan to look at the opposite end of fruit and vegetables, look at junk food and look at the associated of sort of poor nutritional uptake with that, because that actually may be even a stronger association.
I feel like eventually we could go there, but at right now it's. Sorry? Yeah, I did the majority of the analysis with the NDSR program, and there has been some infant records that all I get is Burger King, Burger King, Burger King, and it's sad, but I feel for now we are looking just at the association between vegetables, and we want to do this follow-up study and try to have more definite answers, but I think it can go both ways since I've seen it plenty of times with our participants that that's the primary food source that they're getting.
Fascinating. Other questions? All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.